In the news this week, Oxfam apologises for demonising gender critics in its promotional video for LGBT Pride Month. Westminster is accused of foisting the views of pro-abortion and sex ed activists on Northern Ireland schools. And a Christian MP stands up to a UN committee's religious intolerance. Hello. Oxfam has been forced to apologise after its Pride Month cartoon portrayed those who uphold the reality of biological sex as evil-eyed villains. A female figure resembling the Harry Potter author and high-profile gender critic J.K. Rowling was shown wearing a TERF badge. TERF is a common slur for women who say a male cannot become female. Following a widespread backlash, Oxfam has now removed the scene from its video, but claims it had no intention to portray any particular person or people. Conservative MP Miriam Cates told the Daily Telegraph that the charity should not be using donations to push trans ideology. It's deeply concerning that Oxfam is using its resources, money donated by the public for the alleviation of poverty in the developing world, to demonise individuals who campaign for the safety and rights of women. The Westminster government has announced compulsory relationships and sexuality education classes are to be introduced in Northern Ireland. Secretary of State Chris Heaton-Harris said he had a statutory duty to implement recommendations from a report by the UN's Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women. The Northern Ireland office said the regulations will result in educating adolescents on issues such as the legal right to an abortion in Northern Ireland and how relevant services may be accessed. The Christian Institute's Northern Ireland officer, Callum Webster, accused the Secretary of State of enshrining the demands of UN committee activists and overriding the wishes of parents in Northern Ireland, who are rightly concerned about what their children will now be taught. The classroom ought not to be hijacked as a place to undermine the values and religious ethos of parents. A Christian palliative care expert has warned that legalising assisted suicide would have profound negative repercussions for good healthcare in the UK. Speaking to a University College London student's podcast, Dr. Nicolas Herodotu explained, "Killing someone does not give them dignity and is in stark contrast to good medical care." The medic highlighted that most people do not want to be killed because of unbearable pain, which can be addressed by good palliative care, but for reasons such as loneliness or a sense of loss. Addressing the existential questions that often cause anguish for dying patients, Dr. Herodotu spoke of his Christian faith.
It's not just a physiological need people have. You know, I believe we're more than just physiological beings. We're spiritual beings. We have a sense of morality and purpose. You know, and you ask, where does that moral basis come from? Animals don't have moral ideals, do they? They don't have ethical principles. Humans do. And I think, you know, if I could, you know, I speak as a committed Christian, you know, there is that sense of divine spark within us. You know, to quote St. Augustine, the famous North African church father of the 4th century, who was a brilliant Greek philosopher. He said this, you know, regarding God, he says, "You have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless until we find rest in thee."
And finally, a Christian MP has warned a United Nations committee against attacking the UK's institutions of faith. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child called on Westminster to prevent the use of religion as a selection criterion for school admissions in England. But Nick Fletcher, a member of the House of Commons Education Committee, said the demand appeared not to come from a position of tolerance, but rather one of intolerance. He expressed confidence that the UK would continue to respect Christianity alongside other major religions and recognise the huge benefit they and the institutions they run bring to our society. The Don Valley MP recently used a debate in Westminster Hall to remind parliamentary colleagues of the importance of Christianity to British society, noting that so many of the laws and values we now take for granted have their roots firmly in the Christian faith. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.